This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
By a vote of 32-12, the veto on House Bill 3516 is overridden.
And with that vote in the final week of this year's legislative session, the state Senate overrode Governor McMaster's veto, the final step of putting into law an increase in the gas tax to generate an extra $630 million a year for road and bridge improvements. It's the largest single investment ever in state roads, the first increase in the gas tax in 30 years. Beginning July 1st, the state's current 17 cents a gallon tax on gas will increase by 2 cents a year for the next 6 years. The new law didn't come easy. This week's action culminated 3 years of work by legislative leaders to find a steady stream of funding for road improvements. Their efforts were backed by a large bipartisan group of lawmakers, and they had the strong support of the state's business community. But they were opposed by some lawmakers reluctant to raise taxes, conservative anti-tax groups, and the state's last two governors. Republican Governor Henry McMaster kept his promise and vetoed the bill, claiming the state DOT already gets enough money and needs to manage the road system more efficiently. Prior to that Senate override vote, the Republican-controlled House overwhelmingly overrode McMaster's veto, with Speaker Jay Lucas accusing the governor of eyeing re-election and putting politics ahead of dealing with the state's most pressing need. And Lucas gave credit to House members, who three times over 3 years passed road funding bills.
Through 3 years of calls and emails, they have stood behind the proposition that we need to place policy over politics and fix the roads in South Carolina.
In the Senate, it was this week before Republican and Democratic senators were finally able to pass a bill. Democratic leader Nikki Setzler.
32 members of the South Carolina Senate, the 18 members of the Senate Democratic Caucus who joined with 14 members on the Republican side of the aisle to form a 32-vote bipartisan coalition that could not be beat, could not be denied, and was successful and is the beginning of what will be the future of the South Carolina Senate as we move forward.
Yesterday, some of the state's top business executives came to the State House to thank the legislature in person for the new law. An issue that is quickly becoming a priority for the legislature is the exploding epidemic of opioid abuse and the related addictions and deaths associated with it. This week, House Speaker Lucas created a special committee to study the problem. A bill is on its way to the governor that stiffens penalties for endangering the lives of highway workers and emergency personnel. The on-the-job deaths of three DOT workers within the past 5 years prompted the legislation. Even though the legislature has officially adjourned for the year, lawmakers will be returning to Columbia in 2 weeks to finalize next year's state budget. A House-Senate conference committee will be meeting in the meantime to work out differences in the $8 billion spending package. This year's session of the legislature was a month shorter than in past years. Some senators have complained they need the extra month back in order to take care of more business, such as the budget. House Speaker Lucas, however, says he likes the shorter session, saying it led to a faster work pace this year. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.